Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Ocean Beach. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, December 23rd. You'll be interested to know, 78 years ago, today in 1947, a team at Bell Telephone Laboratories developed the first practical transistor, a small solid-state device that could amplify and switch electrical signals and replace fragile vacuum tubes. That breakthrough sparked a revolution in electronics, enabling smaller, faster, and more reliable devices, from radios to computers, and laying the foundation for today's digital world. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Tuesday at Ocean Beach. This morning, it's looking fair with waves at 4 to 5 feet. By 8, they're pushing to 4 to 5+ feet with offshore winds at 8 miles per hour. As the day goes on, expect choppy conditions with waves holding around 4 to 6+ feet and sideshore winds picking up to 21 miles per hour. The afternoon brings 4 to 7 feet waves with sideshore winds around 20 miles per hour. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with the 4-foot incoming low tide, when the west-northwest swell is 4 feet at 13 seconds and the sideshore wind is 6 miles per hour. The first low tide on Tuesday will be 3.5 feet at 6:45 a.m., followed by a 5.5-foot high tide just after 12:30. The nearshore buoy in San Francisco Bar reads 56 degrees for the water temperature. Expect challenging conditions with waves ranging from 6 to 9 feet on Wednesday, as choppy surf prevails and winds blow from the west-southwest at up to 15 miles per hour. Thursday sees the swell increase to 8 to 12 feet, but strong south winds at 32 miles per hour keep conditions choppy. Friday remains in the 8 to 12-foot range, with winds easing slightly, offering fair conditions later in the day. This morning, light rain is likely, and it feels like 56 degrees, with 10-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:55, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:23. It looks like we're in for a rainy Tuesday, with cloudy skies and a high near 60. Dropping to around 57 in the afternoon, accompanied by a breezy south-southeast wind at 10 to 21 miles per hour, gusting up to 39. Tonight, expect more rain and cloudy skies with a low around 50 and a strong south wind at 18 to 30 miles per hour, gusting as high as 53. Looking ahead in the weather, Wednesday will be cloudy with rain and showers and thunderstorms likely before 4 p.m., then additional storms into the night with highs near 58 and a south wind near 8 to 29 miles per hour, gusting as high as 44. Some storms could be severe Wednesday night with heavy rain totals up to 2 inches, and the wet pattern continues through Christmas Day into Friday with rounds of rain and thunderstorms and cooler highs in the mid-50s and lows in the upper 40s to low 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, if you were one of the thousands of people in San Francisco affected by the power outage, you might be entitled to a credit from Pacific Gas and Electric Company, known as the Storm Inconvenience Bill Credit. This credit is available for customers who experienced a power outage lasting 2 days or longer due to a storm or other major weather-related event. Residential customers will automatically receive a $200 bill credit, while businesses will receive a $2,000 credit. Customers do not need to file a claim, as credits will appear on bills as customer satisfaction adjustment. PG&E acknowledges the disruption caused by the outage and is committed to providing meaningful support. Now on to sports. The Kansas City Chiefs will be moving from Missouri to a dome stadium in Kansas in 2031, as confirmed by Governor Laura Kelly and team owner Clark Hunt. The new stadium, projected to cost $3 billion, will be located in Wyandotte County, while the team headquarters will be in Olathe, Kansas. Lieutenant Governor David Tolland called it the largest economic win in Kansas history. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell emphasized that this public-private partnership will enhance the Chiefs' legacy and benefit the region. The Chiefs have played in Kansas City, Missouri, since 1963, marking a significant shift in the NFL landscape. And last night, on Monday Night Football, Brock Purdy threw a career-high 5 touchdown passes, and Dee Winters returned an interception of Phillip Rivers' final pass 74 yards for a score, leading the San Francisco 49ers to a 48-27 victory over the Indianapolis Colts. Purdy completed 25 of 34 passes for 295 yards with one interception. Christian McCaffrey rushed 21 times for 117 yards and caught 6 passes for 29 yards and 2 scores. The 49ers have won 5 straight games, staying in the chase for the NFC top seed. Rivers was 23 of 35 for 277 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 interception. In local sports, Steph Curry roared back from a rough first half to score 18 of his 26 points after intermission, while Jimmy Butler had 21 points, leading the Golden State Warriors to a decisive 120-97 win over the Orlando Magic on Monday night. Curry, playing on a tender left ankle, missed his initial 6 three-point attempts, starting 3 for 13 from the floor, before finally connecting from deep with 8 minutes and 20 seconds left in the third quarter. That shot sparked a 14-4 run for Golden State. Moses Moody scored 20 points, and Brandon Podziemski added 16 points, 5 assists, and 4 rebounds off the bench. Warriors coach Steve Kerr hopes to have center Al Horford back Thursday after a 7-game absence due to right sciatic nerve irritation. In top news, the Trump administration abruptly recalled nearly 30 career ambassadors at U.S. embassies around the world, according to multiple officials familiar with the matter, in a move that senior officials said aims to better align the State Department with the president's foreign policy agenda. Ambassadors were told to return to Washington, giving them until mid-January to vacate their posts. The mass recall, coupled with numerous top-level overseas posts already sitting empty, is without modern historic precedent. At least 13 U.S. ambassadors from Africa were recalled, including from Burundi and Nigeria, alongside several in Europe and Asia. Concerns arise about the safety and well-being of diplomatic personnel overseas without seasoned leadership. In business news, U.S. officials have banned new drones made in China, sparking outrage among pilots. The Federal Communications Commission prohibited all drones and critical components from major Chinese manufacturers DJI Technology and Auto Robotics, citing national security concerns. The ban does not affect existing models in stores or already purchased. Many American drone pilots are hoarding products, fearing the loss of their livelihoods, as DJI accounts for up to 90% of the market. DJI expressed disappointment in the decision, arguing that concerns about its data security lack evidence. The ban poses a significant threat to many small businesses reliant on Chinese-made drones. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% to about $88,000. Ethereum is down 0.5% to just under 3,000. And XRP is down 0.5% to $1.89. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. At 15 years old, Belgian researcher Laurent Simons earned a Doctor of Philosophy degree in quantum physics from the University of Antwerp. He aims to enhance human biology to build longer, healthier lives. His research focuses on Bose polarons in superfluids and super solids. Simons has been recognized as the youngest doctoral recipient in Belgium, completing high school at 8, and a 3-year bachelor program in just 18 months. His thesis examines the behavior of impurities in supersolids, which supports unusual excitations. Simons plans to pursue a second doctorate in medical science with artificial intelligence, prioritizing rigorous clinical evidence. And in entertainment news, Steve Zahn believes Anaconda is the movie we need right now, emphasizing that it offers a refreshing dose of comedy in today's world. In a recent interview, he humorously dismissed claims that he was ever a serious contender for the role of Walter White in Breaking Bad, stating, "I think Cranston is lying." Zahn, along with Jack Black, Paul Rudd, and Thando Newton, portrays characters who risk everything to fulfill their childhood dream of making an Anaconda reboot. He describes the film as medicine for audiences, adding that it is both action-packed and laugh-out-loud funny. Anaconda opens in theaters on December 25th. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and visionary, Thomas Edison. And he said, "Restlessness is discontent, and discontent is the first necessity of progress. Show me a thoroughly satisfied man, and I will show you a failure." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Ocean Beach.